And we invite you to take part, and we invite you to support the show and the station. 40 years. That's quite a remarkable feat. And we invite you to sustain it for another 40.
Thank you so much, Claudia Craig. Thanks to everyone who has been supporting the station today, yesterday, as we start our spring membership drive, and over the past 40 years. Won't you show your support at 303 449 4885. It is 7 o'clock. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Highway 322.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name's Will Two-Step, and this is Highway 322. Every Thursday between 7 and 8, we bring you Americana music, American folk music, and everything in between that is old, new, and we're looking forward to hearing from you online today at kgnu.org. It is our pledge drive, and thank you so much for tuning in, and hopefully you can contribute and make this station happen. We come to you twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall, to ask for a generous tax deductible donation to the station. We have a number of CDs you can check out online as thank you gifts, and we have a number of tickets we'll tell you about here in a little bit, and actually one pair of really good hot ones I think people are going to be interested in. But first, let's get started with some music, shall we? John Gorka put an album out a few years back, stumbled into it this week, and I was like, oh yeah, that's a good one. I'm gonna play that one for you, and it comes from the album Between 5 and 7. That's kgnu.org. Please pledge on our, support our station online at kgnu.org.
Constructed face, and he had no lips to speak of. There was no feature out of place, and no recipe for sweet love, sweet love, sweet love, for that sweet love. From an Indiana Dodge to an airstream by the parkway, in the silver they would lodge. As for love, they hit it sharply, sharply, sharply. They hit it sharply. He was the type to look for work, although not the kind. kind to find it. She was an office temp and clerk. He didn't have to be reminded, minded, minded, but he minded. He was a writer in his dreams. He'd send his thoughts to magazines. He'd get them back without a check. What do bohemians expect? What do they expect? He started hanging out with those collectively misunderstood. Their only thought was how to pose as the failure. He was something good, something good. She roomed and boarded him for years. She was supported in her fears. She was a ruby in his shoe. His neck was red enough for two, two. She had dreams all of her own. She'd tell him that soon on the phone. She wasn't ever coming back. She was never bored. She would give him that. She'd give him that. She'd give him that. He came home drunk out of his head, except she wasn't there to steer. He needed her to find the bed. She left the airstream running clear, running clear. She was clear. She had a reconstructed life with no regrets to speak of. Seems she was not the docile type without a recipe for sweet love, sweet love. That sweet love. Oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh.
Something I can ride. Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, Daddy, what's a train? When I was just a boy, living by the track, us kids would gather up the coal in a big old gunny sack. Then we heard the warning sound as the train pulled into view. The engineer had smiled and waved as she went rolling through. She blew so loud and clear, we had to cover up our ears. And we counted cars just as high as we could go. I can almost hear the steam and the big old driver scream with the sound my little boy we'll never know. Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, Daddy, what's a train? I guess the times have changed. Kids are different now. Some don't even seem to know that milk comes from a cow. My little boy can tell the names of all the baseball stars. I remember how he memorized the names on railroad cars. The Wabash and the TP, Lackawanna and the IC, yeah, the nickel plate, the good old Santa Fe. Just names out of the past, I guess they're fading fast. Every time I hear my little boy say, Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, Daddy, what's a train? We climbed into the car and drove down into town, right up to the depot house, but no one was around. We searched the yard together for something I could show, but I knew there hadn't been a train for a dozen years or so. All the things I did when I was just a kid, how far away those old memories appear. I guess it's plain to see they still mean a lot to me, 'cause my ambition was to be an engineer. Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, Daddy, what's a train?
What makes you want to celebrate 40 years of making waves with KGNU? Stacy from Boulder came into the studio to let us know.
Friend turned me on to KGNU, which I thought was pretty fantastic. And when I walked in the door for my initial training, it was like walking into my college radio station. I just looked around. It was like, oh, records on the wall. Listen to all this great music and the smell. And I just thought, these are my people. I am home. It just brings back so many great memories from being at a college radio station, which this is not. This is a lot more than what it was. But just that feeling of community, I guess, is what I really found when I was here. And being able to give back and give back in my community where I live, it's just a perfect fit.
What makes you want to make waves with KGNU? Visit KGNU.org to find more information on how to give now, refer a friend, or become a member.
Last night to take a little round, met a little city and I blowed her down. Went right home, went to bed, 44 smoke that's under my head. Woke up last morning, last night, the blacks and the buggies all standing in line. Gents and gamblers standing around, take a little seat to the burying ground. Done, grab my hat and away I run. Made a good run, but a little too slow. They overtook me in Jericho. I'm standing on the corner reading a bill. Along come the sheriff from Thomasville. Says, young man, is your name Brown? Remember the night you blowed Sadie down? Judge, he held the paper in his right hand. 41 days, 41 nights, 41 days. back. Put me on a train and send me back. Send me back to the county jail. Had nobody for to go on my bail. Well, the judge and the jury, they took the stand. The judge, he held the paper in his right hand. 41 days, 41 nights, 41 years to wear the ball and stripes.
Yeah. Time is 7:16 Boulder Valley. My name is Will Tustep, and this is Highway 322. Thank you for tuning in and choosing community radio. This is Highway 322, 1 hour of folk music, and we just ended that set with Little Sadie, and that was from the Pizza Tapes. That's Garcia, Grissom, and Rice. Tony Rice, David Grissom, and Jerry Garcia. Proceeding the boys was Utah Phillips from his album Starlight on the Rails, a songbook. Actually, that's a compilation, I should say. Starlight on the Rails, a songbook. Utah Phillips, we heard Daddy, What's a Train? Started the evening out with John Gorka from his album Between 5 and 7. We heard Airstream Bohemians. And this is our fun drive, and I'm joined here with Greg. And Greg wants to tell you a few things about some tickets that you can enter in online, and we're taking all pledges this evening online at kgnu.org. Pledge securely. So what's going on, Greg? Tell the folks.
Well, that's right, Will. Thanks for having me down. Thanks, folks, for listening in to Highway 322. We've got some great tickets available for your donation this evening. James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt at Fiddler's on May 27th. That's a Sunday.
Yeah, and that's only one pair.
Yeah, one pair of those, folks.
That's a pretty good one.
That's one you and I were thinking about. I haven't seen either one in a while, but it might be great to dial back the nostalgic mindset there. Then the Avett Brothers at Red Rocks on July 29th. That's also a Sunday afternoon evening show. Then the Arise Festival, a one-day pass for two on August 5th, Sunday. And then Joe Russo, Almost Dead. Joe Russo's Almost Dead Band at Red Rocks, August 10th, which is a Thursday evening. So really some good stuff, folks. Get in early. These are going to get taken quickly. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. Pledge securely online at kgnu.org, and you can get those tickets.
Yep, you just put it in into the box as you fill out your form that you want the James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt tickets, and we'll see it here. And they'll go off, and you'll go in and see them at Fiddler's Green.
That's right.
And
that's right.
I think that one, if I'm not mistaken, is $150 pledge value. And don't forget, if you want to go to the show anyway, you're going to spend
good
money
coin.
comparable to it, and it's tax deductible. Believe it or not.
It's always good these days.
Yeah, treat yourself to a show and take a tax deduction. And that would be at kgnu.org.
That's right. There's no phones tonight, folks. So just go ahead and go to the website. It's easy, fast, and secure, and also tax deductible. So we do appreciate your deductible. We do appreciate your patronage for 322. It's a great show. It's only an hour, so we'll take it from here. But thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, just real quick, we're going to give you the weather. Currently in the Boulder Valley, it's 54 degrees, according to what we're seeing here. And tonight, you can expect mostly clear with a low around 35. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 63.
Wow.
A little bit of wind. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 35. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 54. And it just kind of rolls on that way. And Sunday is also going to be sunny and high near 50. So pretty dry weekend coming up. Unfortunately, from the perspective of fire danger and all that other good things. Up in the high country, you can expect this weekend weather. Friday night into Saturday, you have a 30% chance of snow showers. And then changing to mostly sunny later in the afternoon on Saturday. Otherwise, about the same and about 10 degrees cooler. We also have some CDs to for folks at a $60 donation, at your basic donation. You can find Calexico. Their newest album is actually 2018 release. It's called The Thread That Keeps Us. And Wilco, we have their AM album, which is a 2017 release. And Iron Wine's Beast Epic, which is also a 2017 release, I believe. And Neil Young, actually, is there's an album called The Visitor. And it's Neil Young and The Promise of the Real. That's a 2017 release. So all kinds of new music. And please do check it out. And that would be at kgnu.org. Let's get back to some music, should we, Greg?
Absolutely.
Let's see. What is next? CD player number 3. Apparently cut number 2. KGNU.org. Thanks a lot, everybody. You have a great day.
Hard and it's hard, ain't it hard to love one that never did love you? And it's hard and it's hard, ain't it hard, great God, to love one that never will be true? There is a house in this town, that's where my true love lays around. Takes other women right down on his knee, tells them a tale he won't tell me. And it's hard, ain't it hard, to love one that never did love you? And it's hard, ain't it hard, God, to love one that never will be true? Well, don't you go to drinking and a gambling. Don't go there your sorrows to drown. That hard liquor place is a low-down disgrace, the meanest old place in this town. And it's hard, ain't it hard, to love one that never did love you? Hard and it's hard, ain't it hard, great God, to love one that never will be true. Well, the first time I seen my true love, he was walking by my door. The last time I seen his false-hearted smile, he was dead on his cooling board. And it's hard, ain't it hard, love one that never did love you. It's hard and it's hard, ain't it hard, great God, to love one that never will be true. And it's hard, ain't it hard, to love one that never did love you. It's hard and it's hard, ain't it hard, great God, to love one that never will be true.
Everybody thinks my head's full of nothing, wants to put his special stuff in, fill a space with candy wrappers, keep out sex and revolution, but there's no hole in my head. Call me a dupe of this and the other. Call me a puppet on a string. They don't know my head's full of me and that I am my own special thing. And there's no hole in my head. Too bad. Since early childhood, figuring out what's going on. I know what hurts, I know what's easy, when to stand and when to run. listen to this. A kind of bird song up somewhere. There's feet walking the way I mean to go, and there's no hole in my head. Everybody thinks my head's full of nothing, wants to put his special stuff in. Fill a space with candy wrappers, keep out sex and revolution, but there's no hole in my head. Too bad.
This song has a lot of stories that go with it. I sang it one time for a Dr. King. We were in the Deep South. We were in the Deep South, and he had come in from wherever. He was staying in the modest little home. He was tired. He was supposed to be preaching about it in a couple of hours or something down the street in a little church. I think it was Grenada, Mississippi. I'm not sure. At any rate, he fell asleep and nobody wanted to wake him up. So we waited around. Well, it was perfectly appropriate to be an hour late. But after an hour and a half went by, and then it was 2 hours and nobody wanted to wake him up, they said, "Joan, you go in and wake him up." palms started to sweat, you know, it was a very big deal. But I went in and I sang the song I'll sing to you now, and he didn't wake up. He rolled over and he said, "I believe I hear the sound of an angel. Let's have another one, Joan." So, swing low,
sweet chariot coming to carry me home. Swing low, swing low, sweet chariot coming to carry me home. Well, if you get there, oh, before I do, coming to carry me home. Tell all of my friends that I'm a coming there too. I'm a coming to carry you home. And I looked over yonder, and what did I see? Coming to carry me home. So a band of angels coming for me. They were coming to carry me home. Swing low, swing low, sweet chariot coming to carry me home. So a band of angels coming for me, they were coming, oh, to carry me and you and us on home.
Oh, thank you, Joan. That was beautiful. I love that story about it. KGNU.org is what we'd love to have you log in and make a donation to the station,
to the cause,
to the cause. And we'd love to hear from you. This is Will Two Step, and I'm here with Greg. Greg's got some tickets he wants to tell you about, maybe some CDs also. What's going on, Greg?
Well, let's talk about the CDs. We have a quick rundown.
I'm going to cut you off because I want to tell folks what they were listening to before they forget.
Oh, yeah.
Because if they're anything like me, I've already forgotten. So,
and you played them.
I know. So that was Joan Baez, and that comes to us from her 75th birthday collection. And that was Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, of course. And then from the album Sad Pig Dance, we heard Dave Evans. And that was a melody of Moles Moan and the Gentle Man Trap. Really pretty pick in there.
Very good.
Dave's one of a kind for sure. Mavina Reynolds preceding Dave with No Hole in My Head. And started the set off there with the man himself, Woody Guthrie, from Woody at 100, the Woody Guthrie Centennial Collection. We heard Hard Ain't It Hard. Now, Greg, why don't you tell the folks what they can get?
Drum roll,
for
please.
Pledging their support to KGNU.
Good set there. Like that old folk music, as you well know. Yeah, we have some great CDs. Drive-By Truckers, Rich and Molly, Jason Isabel, Joan Baez, Steve Earle, Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. We have a bunch of stuff that you can check out when you give us your donation at kgnu.org to support the 322 show. It's only an hour, and we don't have a lofty goal, so we should be able to make it, but we need you to click right now and become a member of the KGNU community. It's a fine establishment, and Will and I are happy and proud to be your hosts this evening.
Thank you very much, and hopefully you're enjoying the music. Even just drop us an email at DJ@KGNU just to let us know if you're out there and if you've already pledged. Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Or if you are going to save it for one of your favorite Saturday shows or something, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. We know we're here for 9 days, and that'll happen. But let us know if you're liking the music. Always a pleasure to hear from folks, and it makes the show a lot more fun, to say the least, when the audience participates. So that's KGNU.org.
That's right, folks. It's your turn to step up and give a little bit of a donation. We do recommend or require a minimum of $5 a month, which is nothing, as you well know. I mean, it's not nothing, but it's a very small amount to get such a great return. So KGNU.org, and secure your donation to us as soon as possible.
That's right. And that $5 a month adds up to $60 a year. If you don't want to do the math, there it is, $60 a year, and it's tax deductible.
Oh, and you can get a very cool 40th anniversary camp mug. These things are awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, I got to figure out how to get one. I guess I'll have to pay for it, but unless Nikki's not looking. No, they're very cool, and these things are going to be one of a kind, because I was throwing things out a couple months ago when I got my house painted and stuff, and I found all these old KGNU mugs stuck in the back of my cupboards, and I hadn't seen them in a while, and it's like, I'm not throwing these out.
No.
These are really cool. So, again, you can give us your donation at kgnu.org.
Thanks a lot. Let's get right back to some music. And, talk to you on the other side of the break.
Won't somebody tell me, answer if you can. Won't somebody tell me, what is the soul of a man? I'm going to ask the question, answer if you can. If anybody here can tell me, what is the soul of a man? I've traveled in different countries, I've traveled in foreign lands, I've found nobody to tell me, what about the soul of a man? I saw a crowd stand talking, I came up right on time. Well, Harry and the liar and the doctor say a man ain't nothing but his mind. I want somebody to tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me, what is the soul of a man? I read the Bible often, I try to read it right. As far as I can understand, there ain't nothing but a barren lie. I want somebody to tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me, what is the soul of a man? When Christ stood in the temple, the people stood amazed, showing the doctors and the lawyers how to raise a body from the grave. Tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me, what is the soul of a man?
somebody tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me what is the soul of a man.
Beatnik kitty cat Ricky Lee Jones blew minds in 1979 with Chucky's in Love. It was obvious that an artist of startling talent had arrived. As she has evolved over four decades, she continues to perform her original songs along with some striking covers. Tune in March 13th for an exploration of Ricky Lee Jones music with me, Ginger Perry, and guest Andy Z at 9:30 a.m. on the Morning Sound Alternative during our spring membership drive. Here on KGNU Community Radio.
This is called Talking John Birch, Paranoid Blues. I was feeling kind of low down and blue. I didn't know what I was gonna do. The communists was coming around. They was in the air, they was on the ground. They was following me all over. joined the John Birch Society. Got me a secret membership card, started walking off down the road. Yee-hoo! I'm a real John Bircher now, look out. Now we all agree with Hitler's views, although he killed 6 million Jews, it don't matter too much that he was a fascist. At least you can't say he was a communist. That's a say like if you got a cold, take a shot of malaria. I was looking everywhere for them gall darn reds. I got up in the morning, looked under my bed. Looked behind the kitchen and behind the door, looked in the glove compartment of my car, couldn't find any. Looked behind the sink, behind the chair, I was looking for them reds everywhere. I looked way up my chimney hole, looked deep down inside my toilet bowl, I got away. I was sitting home alone and I started to sweat. I figured they was in my TV set. I peeked behind the picture frame, got a shock from my feet that hit me right up in the brain. Them reds did it. The hardcore one. And I quit my job so I could work all alone, and I changed my name to Sherlock Holmes. Following some clues from my detective bag, I discovered there was red stripes in the American flag. Oh, Betsy Ross. Eisenhower, he's a Russian spy, Lincoln, Jefferson, and then a Roosevelt guy. To my knowledge, there's just one man that's really a true American, George Lincoln Rockwell. I know for a fact he hates commies because he picketed the movie Exodus. Well, I finally started thinking straight when I run out of things to investigate. I couldn't imagine anything else, and now I'm home investigating myself. Hope I don't find out anything. Good God.
things will be what they'll be in spite of me or you. Even though it ain't what it is, it's such a sin. It's what it might have been. Oh, it is what it is. There you go. It ain't what it was. Now we know. Things will be what they'll be in spite of me or you. Even though it ain't what it is, it's such a sin. It's what it might have been.
All right, coming down to the end of the show here at Highway 322 on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And got a few people to thank, but first I want to read back to the show here was going on. Chris Smithers ended the set there from the album $100 Valentine.
Nice, what, very nice.
What it might have been. Thank you, Greg. And then Bob Dylan live, or the album is called In Concert. Brandeis University, 1963.
Shout out to Ginger.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes, I forgot about that. And that's the Talkin' John Birch Paranoid Blues. Steve Fulbert from his Rocking Horse Head album. We heard Good Planets Are Hard to Find. And then Ramblin' Jack Elliott starts set off there from his album, A Stranger Here. We heard Soul of a Man.
And that's a fine set. Yeah, I would like to thank Renee in Boulder, also Sharon in Denver, and Nancy and Curtis in Lakewood. Mm-hmm. So thanks so much. These are members who are ongoing sustainers of local radios, where we take money out of your checking account every month and you don't miss it. So if you would like to participate that way, which is the way I go, mm-hmm. You can give us your donation online at kgnu.org, and let's get one here or two before we close out the show, please.
Yes.
Awesome.
That'll be kgnu.org. We have tickets. We have a pair of tickets for
James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt at Fiddler's on May 27th, the Avett Brothers, Red Rocks, July 29th, and on August 5th, the Arise Festival in Loveland, a one-day pair. So, yeah. Those are some killer shows. So, again, give us a click at kgnu.org and support us with your kind donation today. We would appreciate it.
Absolutely. And we also have a pair of tickets for, what is it, Green Sky Bluegrass. If you're into that, that's also at Red Rocks on the 23rd of September.
All these Red Rocks shows, mm-hmm, man. These are just, it's fantastic. Every pledge, every drive, we have that.
Right. And Trampled by Turtles also. That's also at Red Rocks, and that's July the 19th. And that's kgnu.org. Pledge securely online. Let's have a little bit of music, and we'll round out the hour here. And stay tuned for Ragtime America with Jack and Greg. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do we're coming down the last 45 seconds or so of the Highway 322 show. My name's Will Two Step, and it's been a pleasure being your host. You know, this is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And thank you for all the kind attention and listening. We really appreciate it, Greg and I, and no one took those James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt tickets, so they're still available. If you would like to log online and grab those last minute here at the end of the show, we would love to see that happen. And that was for a $150 pledge at Fiddler's Green. That was James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt. That's at kgnu.org. Thanks again, everybody. Stay tuned for Ragtime America. I'm on Saturday morning time, but clearly. For Ragtime America with Jack. Thanks again, everybody. Take care.
I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for some recorded ragtime tonight. Of course, we are in the midst of our spring membership drive, and Greg Schultz is going to be helping me out. He's out checking on something. He'll be back very, very shortly. But tonight, our program is Women in Ragtime. This is Women's History Month of March. So we're throwing our support behind that, and certainly hoping that you will throw your support behind KGNU and listen to some Women in Ragtime and enjoy the show and make a contribution. And most of you know the drill, so we'll be talking about it later. But let's get into a little bit of early history makers here on Women's History Month and on Women in Ragtime. And so we're going to start out with a piece. It's a cakewalk written in 1898 by Sadie Koninsky. A lot of people didn't think, many years ago, a lot of people didn't think that women should be involved in ragtime. A lot of people didn't think there were hardly any women involved in ragtime. Now we're discovering that there are several hundred women composers down through the years. So let's listen to Eli Green's Cakewalk by Sadie Koninsky from 1898. This will be the Dawn of the Century Ragtime Orchestra. And I need to point out that this was written a year earlier than Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag, which, of course, kicked off the whole ragtime craze. So women were out there right from the start getting involved in this sort of thing. Here is the Dawn of the Century Ragtime Orchestra.